the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you today about email marketing, because I'm sure you've heard this before. The money is in the list. That's what people tell you. And the bigger the list, the better it is. And the more people will buy from you, and, you know, world peace will happen, and aliens will land, and everybody's lovely and happy and all the rest of it. Unfortunately, however, that's generally all completely wrong and not the case at all. Because the only numbers that really matter in terms of email marketing, and it's not how many people are on your list, it's how many people open your email. And there's a couple of numbers you need to know, actually. So that's the first one. Like, you can have 10,000 people on your email list, but if only 100 people are opening your emails, that's the number that counts, 100. Now, there's a secondary number that's useful to know, and that's how many people click, because anyone can open up an email by accident. Actually getting them to read it, you don't know if they're doing that, but you do if you get them to click on something. But even then, you still don't know, because they could just scroll down to the bit that they click. The problem with email marketing is that in this modern age of social media, it's just one of many methods that you've got of communicating out with your customer, your client, someone who wants to sell a house quick, a business that you're running, whatever it happens to be. So you've got to find ways of getting people to either read your message, listen to your message, or watch your message, i.e. via video. Now, email is just a really small proportion of that. And as I say, the only number that really counts is how many people have actually opened up that email and have read it. Because if you can't get to that stage, you could have 2 million people on that email list and it doesn't make a difference. If only 1,000 people have read it, then that's your email list, 1,000 people. Not for 2 million people that's actually on that list. You know, if you've got a 20,000 or 10,000, that's really good, right? But in this modern age, like, how good really is it? What's more important is how many people are actually opening up that email. That's the number that you want to take a look at. Because I was always really interested in, you know, building up 10, 20,000 people on a mailing list, when actually that's all completely irrelevant. The only numbers that matter is how many people actually read the message. And if it's the same people over and over again that get the emails but never open it, well, it's just a dead duck. There's no point in even having them on your email list. So then you've got to devise different ways of actually getting that information out to that person. So, like, I'm on about this because I was just looking at the stats on my own email list and how many people are actually opening versus how many people on the mailing list. And by the way, like, industry average is maybe 15 to 20% opens. We're about 25% open rate, but it depends on the type of email that we're sending out. And I think 25% is not bad. But what are the other 75% of people not doing? Let me rephrase that. What are the other 75% of people doing? Well, they're not reading your email. That's what they're doing. They're doing anything but reading your email. So how do you get out to those people? So there's different ways in which you can try and revive your list. Obviously, sending more, better quality content, giving away free stuff that they then have to open it up, you have to click it to download it, that sort of thing, rather than attaching it to the email. That would help. I mean, at least you're going to get these click-throughs, which is really important. It helps your open rates and so on. And all of that is really, really important. But you need to move away from how many people are on your mailing list. It's completely irrelevant. The only thing that matters, there's actually three numbers. The first one is how many people open it. The second one, as we've said, is how many people click on it. And the third one is how many people actually take action on that. So if you've got, you know, 20,000 people on a mailing list, only 1,000 people open it, only 100 people click on it, and actually none take any action, then, you know, if that's a consistent result in your email marketing, then you need to kick up a backside on your email marketing, because that's not going to do it for you. You can't grow your business on that. You've got to get people into the habit of taking actions and making a decision on something one way or the other. So with your email marketing, this is what I would suggest. It's all about creating as much content as you can. Remember, there's producers and there's consumers. The consumers are poor, the producers are wealthy. That's the key. That's the secret for you to remember. So the more stuff that you can produce, the better it is for your wealth, right? The more that you consume, by the way, the worse it is for your wealth. It's pretty obvious, right? So what you've got to be doing is you've got to be producing the content, and then you've got to find a method that will get that content out. And so that means using multiple formats. So Like, we do a lot of video work. We do a lot of podcasts because here you are listening to a podcast. And if you're not listening to this podcast, unless we've got it typed up, then you're not getting this information anyway. So you must be listening to it or reading a transcript of our podcasts. So this is what you've got to do. You've got to get your audio out there. You've got to get your video out there. You've got to get your articles out there. You've got to use social media like Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook Live. And then also you've got to be using your email address as well. But for me, you see, I always believe that if you've got 20,000 people on a Facebook group and Facebook wakes up one morning and goes, I'm going to delete that, like, you've just lost your 20,000. So the one bit of good news is that on a email list, you actually own the email address. Unless the servers go down at the email company, but then they've got backups anyway. That's what you're paying for. But if you haven't got that, and if you're just relying on social media, or let's be a bit more specific, if you're just relying on Facebook because you've got 2,000 likes on your Facebook page, bear in mind that Facebook then come and change the rules. You know, is it less than 7%? The algorithm that they use, less than 7% will see what you post on Facebook. And it's the same on Instagram, same on Twitter and LinkedIn and so on. So how on earth do you make people or allow people to see your content? Well, you've got to keep posting it. A great way is to do email. But then a great way is to make it interactive. And something like Facebook Live, that works incredibly well as well. So I just wanted to share this because it was something I was just looking at. And I wanted to be able to differentiate between how many people are on my list and how many people are actually opening up the emails, which is an indicator to as to whether we're actually reading them or not. I mean, it's not a great indicator, as we've discussed, but it's an indicator. And so start recording those numbers. You know, when I speak to most business owners and I go, how often do you mail your list? And they're like, once a month, maybe if I'm lucky. And it's like, well, it should be minimum once a day. And by the way, I'm a hypocrite as well, because we don't mail our list once a week, and we should do. But we're so busy creating content. But then it's like, what's the point in creating all that content if you're not going to distribute it? So, you know, no one's perfect, me included, despite what my my brain might tell me. So we're always making improvements as well. And you can make those same improvements, and you need to make those same improvements, because it's really important that once you create all this content, you get that content out there. All right, I hope that's useful for a real short one today, but start making a record of all those numbers, how many people are actually opening and how many clicks on each email, and then plot it as a graph, and you'll be able to see. And then you'll be able to see what type of content people are clicking and reading more on. And it's not just about the clicks, you see, because when people are reading the content, they're constantly building trust and likability to some extent, and knowing that, you know, it's a KLT, they need to know, like, and trust you. So once they are starting to do that, then they'll actually start to respond as well. But you've got to keep producing the content, and you've got to keep dishing that content out. All right, I hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latta. We'll speak to you on the next one. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.